Hey, I'm so glad you're here. Get over here so I can hug you. Hi. Have you been working out? Your arms feel stronger. You look good too. You always look good, but I've missed you so much. I'm so glad we're doing this. When was the last time we did a movie night? Was it, what, like 6 whole months ago? Is that possible? It's been that long? Okay, we need to step it up because I remember when we used to have movie nights every single weekend. I remember when I used to call your house every Saturday night and beg your mom to let you come over. And she'd agree just as long as you came home by 10. Now we can stay up as late as we want. The perks of getting old, I guess. I already set up the movie. We're watching Spider-Man for old time's sake. And I set up pillows and popcorn and like 20 different types of candy. Well, of course, what's a sleepover without 20 different types of candy? Tonight is important to me. You've been so busy lately, and now that I finally have you all to myself, I wanted to go all out and make tonight really memorable for you. So I can remind you of how fun I can be. That way you don't forget about me when you're off running around with all your other little friends. What? Okay, I'm sorry. I don't not like your friends. Like the girl with the tattoos, she seems cool. And the guy who skates, he's nice. And the redhead is friendly. I guess the truth is I don't even really know them well enough to like have any kind of opinion on them, but I guess I just don't like how much they've been hogging you lately. It's like every time I call you and ask to hang out, you already have plans. Okay, I just think that you should be spending a little less time with them and a little more time with me. Okay, but to be fair, I have known you longer. I should have dibs on you. What? Is that selfish of me? It is. It is selfish. I'll admit it. I don't want to share you with anyone else. Yeah, well, I've never been very good at sharing. Maybe it's only child syndrome. Okay, are you ready to start the movie? Okay, get comfortable. Do you plan on sitting like that the entire night? I said get comfortable. Get under the covers. Get cozy. Oh my gosh, I hate how I always have to give you permission to get in my bed. I know, and it's sweet and all, but. And you don't need to be so polite all the time. I set up all these pillows and blankets for the both of us. So, kick off your shoes, get comfy, and make yourself at home, or there will be consequences. Much, much better. Okay, are you comfortable? Can I get you a soda or anything before I sit down and start the movie? Okay, then I'll press play. Look out, I'm getting on top of you. Hi. Is this bothering you? I could never bother you. Aww. Is that a challenge? What if I talked through the entire movie? Would that bother you? Am I bothering you yet? Oh, what about now? Am I bothering you now? What about now? What about now? What about now? What about now? Hey. Okay, shh, shh, quiet down. The movie is starting. This is one of the greatest movie kisses in cinematic history. I get goosebumps every time, look. The rain, the shadows, the music. Glorious. Do you remember the first time we watched this? And we tried to recreate the kiss? We were like 8 years old and we had no idea what we were doing. No, it was my fault. I definitely didn't kiss you right. I don't even know if I managed to kiss you on the lips. I think I kissed your chin. But to be fair, that's probably still better than a lot of people's first kiss. Does it count as a first kiss if I kissed your chin? Yeah, I guess not. We should try it again. You and I should do the Spider-Man kiss. Except we'll do it right this time. No, I'm being serious. You said it yourself, the first time didn't count. Look, you'll hang off the bed, upside down, like this. Yeah, perfect. And then I'll sit on the floor, like this. And I'll kiss you. Hey, it's okay if you don't want to. Okay, I just thought it might be fun. Oh, well, I mean, friends can kiss, can't they? I don't think there's any kind of law against it. And if there is, then we sort of already broke it a while ago. Oh, okay, so you're worried because last time we kissed, it was awkward between us after. Well, yeah, I do remember that. You couldn't look me in the eye for like 2 weeks. But that was different. We were 8. We're older now. And I'm a much better kisser now. Well, yeah, I just think it would be fun, is all. It doesn't have to mean anything. Unless, of course, you want it to mean something. 'Cause I'm okay with that too. You heard me? Listen to me. You're amazing. You're special. And I think you deserve to be with someone who recognizes that. No one recognizes that as well as I do. I mean, to your other friends? Do they know you like I do? Do they know all your favorite songs, all your favorite movies, what makes you laugh, what makes you cry. Do they know how to hold your hand when you're upset? Or how to press their forehead on yours when you're anxious? Do they know how to kiss you like this? How to touch you? Do you want me to stop? Where is this coming from? What do you mean? I have been flirting with you all night, yes. That was very much on purpose. Well, I mean, I've always been a little flirty with you. But I didn't really think about it much until recently. Because lately I feel like I'm losing you. No, listen. You've been spending so much time with your other friends lately, and they've had me feeling a little jealous. The redhead especially, It made me realize how much I don't want anyone else to love you. That sounds sort of awful. Let me rephrase that. I want you to be loved. Okay, you deserve all the love in the world. But I want my love to be the only love you care about. I promise that I'll love you better than anyone else can, if you let me. Should we finish the movie? Yeah, we have seen it before, so...